Good morning. Thank you, Ken. I'm going to do a very short contemplation of lesson 164 and then do something similar to like we did last week, just have a contemplative meditation. I love this lesson. I'm going to read the first paragraph and a couple lines. So lesson 164. Now, in this moment, are we one with Him who is our source? What time but now can truth be recognized? The present is the only time there is. And so today, this instant, now, we come to look upon what is forever there. Not in our sight, but in the eyes of Christ. He looks past time and sees eternity as represented there. He hears the sounds, the senseless, busy world engenders. Yet he hears them very faintly. For beyond them all, he hears the song of heaven. And the voice for God more clear, more meaningful, more near. There is a silence into which the world cannot intrude. There is an ancient peace you carry in your heart and have not lost. This lesson to me is instructions for meditation. And earlier today while meditating, I stopped to read Maharshi's Gospel. It's Ramana Maharshi's Gospel. And in it there was a question by one of his devotees asking him, what is silence? And this is his response. He says, that state which transcends speech and thought is silence. It is meditation without mental activity. Subjugation of the mind is meditation. Deep meditation is eternal speech. Silence is ever speaking. It is the perennial flow of language. It is interrupted by speaking, for words obstruct this mute language. Silence is unceasing eloquence. It is the best language. There is a state where words cease and silence prevails. Now, in this instant, is where the truth is recognized, is when I am one with whom, who is my source. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, the truth within, guide me to this silence, to the present moment where truth is revealed. Give me the strength and determination to abide in what is already there. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, as we move into the silence, we place ourselves in a position that will not be distracting. And if it is distracting, we simply let it just be there, allowing it to be. A guided meditation is helpful and not helpful. As Ramana Maharshi said, that the sounds from the outside world can be distracting. And so for this meditation, we allow our truth to use the mind, but not the ego. And so we allow the mind to translate the sounds of this voice into meaning. And at the same time, we don't allow the translation of any other sounds as meaning. Meditation is the focusing the awareness. And really, we meditate constantly, constantly focusing our awareness on the outside. And we call these practices of meditation where we're turning inward, focusing inward. The goal is to be focused inward. And so that goal can be the goal throughout the day. To allow the true self to focus the awareness. And not let the ego focus the awareness. Jesus talks of mind wandering, and I think this is what he's talking about, the ego using the mind to focus attention outside. And so our practice is in meditation, can be practiced throughout the day, and really listening to a guided meditation, you are moving to the outside a little bit because you're hearing my voice and letting it be translated, and yet you still can focus inwards. Notice that as we go through this. So let's focus that awareness inwards by coming into awareness. What are the body sensations? What is the mood or emotions? Are there thoughts? Right now, in this moment, lesson said we only find truth in the present moment, so we will look only in the present moment. The body feelings, the emotions, the thoughts. We notice them. We don't attach to them, and we let them just be there, just as they are. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing to change. Just allowing them to be there. Who's thinking? Who's thinking? I am. Who's experiencing right now, in this moment? And I am wants to be said. Who is the I who's thinking and experiencing in this present moment, right now? Who's experiencing? There is no past or future, if there's just this present moment right now, does the word experiencing even make sense? Who's aware right now? Who's aware? I am. Ramana Maharshi talks about the following the I inward. And these three questions, who's thinking, who's experiencing, who's aware? The first two I ams, I am thinking, I am experiencing, feel different than the third one, who is aware. The first two feel like the exposure of the false I. And the last question feels like the expression of the real I. Following I inward. The false I exposed, the truth revealed. Following that inward, the truth. like being in the ocean. At the top of the ocean, there is still movement. And we allow ourselves to sink deeper and deeper to the calm silence. Being aware. Being aware as we sink into the stillness and the silence. As Ramana said, deep meditation is eternal speech. Perennial flow of language. Silence. You may feel as you sink deeper and deeper into this silence that being aware may have at first felt like a verb, but it turns into a noun. The stillness. Thank you. is a meditation. We can stay here, focused in the heart. While we're out in the world, choosing who will use the mind, the ego or the truth. And if we forget and find the ego has picked up the mind, we can simply lay it back down, returning to silence, the eternal language. Now, in this moment, we are one with our Source. Thank you for joining with me today in this space of silence deep in our hearts, where we never leave. Namaste.